Hello and welcome to the latest episode of BuzzHub's Box Office Buzz, the podcast where I, your host, give you the latest in US box office results, discuss the latest film and sometimes TV news, and review the biggest Hollywood releases. This week I will be telling you how Lego Movie did in the second weekend of release, President's Day and Valentine's Day weekend, and how it took on the new releases, including About Last Night, RoboCop, and Endless Love. I'll also be reviewing The Monuments Men for you, which opened last weekend, and I'll be discussing one or two of the biggest news stories of the week. It's going to be a fairly brief episode this week, as we did an episode just 1 week ago, which is impressive for us considering my usual irregular schedule. And there hasn't been a ton of news or that many releases since our last episode, so I'll keep it short enough. Starting off with news, there's very little to talk about. First of all, it's something to do with BuzzHub, which is that we've launched a weekly newsletter over on the site called, wait for it, The Buzz Pigeon. What do pigeons have to do with buzz and bees and all that? Don't ask me, but it's called The Buzz Pigeon. It's a weekly newsletter. You'll have it delivered to your inbox every Friday or Saturday, depending. It'll have about two or three of the week's biggest news stories. It'll have all of our latest film reviews from the week and some of the week's trailer releases and our podcasts, including Box Office Buzz. And it's not going to be spamming your inbox, just one a week. Occasionally we may promote some other BuzzHub affiliates, like the upcoming 100th episode of The Jimmy and Luke Show, but as terms and conditions would say, we will not pass on your information to any third parties. So you can sign up to this by just heading along to buzzhub.info, and it's right there on the left, top of the page, on the left-hand sidebar, a big sign saying The Buzz Pigeon, with a picture of a pigeon, and you click on that, and you can sign up. Just give us your email address and we'll send it to you every week. And we hope that it keeps you informed. In other news, the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon began this week. And Jimmy Fallon, I've been watching Late Night with Jimmy Fallon on NBC for several years. And he's now taken over from Jay Leno as host of the Tonight Show. As I'm recording, it's Wednesday and his first two shows have aired. The first had Will Smith and U2, and the second had Jerry Seinfeld, Kristen Wiig, and Lady Gaga. I thought Monday night's show, I thought he started it off well. I mean, it's basically my opinion on it is that it's exactly the same as Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Unlike his former Tonight Show host, Conan O'Brien, who I've previously seen transitioning from Late Night to The Tonight Show back in 2009, when he transitioned, it was quite a different show. His Tonight Show was very different from his Late Night, whereas Jimmy Fallon's show is exactly the same. He's really just got a new studio and has moved up an hour. He's got The Roots, he's got Steve Higgins. It's exactly the same, all the same segments. And, well, I don't really mind, because for all of those who were looking for something a bit new and fresh, Late Night with Seth Meyers kicks off next Monday, and it was recently announced, I think I may have said last week, that his band leader is going to be the hilarious Fred Armisen, which is very exciting. In other news, there was a big trailer released this week on Tuesday night, which was that of Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, if you head along to buzzhub.info now, you can view the trailer, and you can also see our usual screen grabs article, 10 must-pause moments, although this time there's more than 10. I think for the 20-second teaser for the trailer alone on Monday, or on Tuesday afternoon, we actually got 13 must-pause moments, which are high-res screen grabs with some stuff you may not have noticed while watching the trailer. The full-length trailer, I was somewhat divided on. I've only gotten the chance to watch it once at time of recording. I will be watching it several more times. I can't say I was too excited to see the film after it. It had a very odd tone, but I will be going back. I was very tired when I watched it, so I'm not going to form a full opinion now. On to a brief review of The Monuments Men, which I saw over the weekend. This is George Clooney's latest directorial film. It stars himself alongside Matt Damon, Bill Murray, John Goodman, and Hugh Bonneville, Jean Dujardin, Bob Balaban. It's got an amazing cast, Cate Blanchett. And basically, if you haven't heard of it, it's a true story. It's about a team of art experts who headed out to World War II as the war was coming to an end to help retrieve artworks stolen by the Nazis and also to prevent the U.S. military from accidentally or otherwise destroying some very important artworks that were being stored out in Europe. And I've been looking forward to this for 2 years. Sounded very interesting. And I've got to say I was quite disappointed. I think the film has a very uneven tone. At some points it feels like it wants to be a sort of very old-fashioned, men on a mission, war adventure. It even has sort of whistling in the score, like you'd find in something like Bridge on the River Kwai. And then at other times it wants to be this serious drama with these themes about, is a work of art worth a human life? And it never succeeds in fully, achieving high status in either, or in many of the other things it attempts to do. I think the cast are all seriously underused and miscast. Everyone from Clooney to Damon to Bill Murray just gets very little to do and just seem like a very diluted version of their usual selves, especially Bill Murray and John Goodman, who really are just so wasted here. Cate Blanchett has a very minor role, but really, once again, completely wasted. No one is a bad performance. There's nothing that's going to prevent Cate Blanchett from winning an Oscar for Blue Jasmine. It's just that this film will not be remembered at all. As I wrote in my 2-star review on BuzzHub, I said that this is the kind of film that you will see in the TV listings on a cable network 15 years from now, and you'll say, oh, I've never heard of that. How did all those actors make such a small, forgettable film? And no one will know. But George Clooney, unfortunately, has not succeeded here. I admire his ambition, but there really isn't anything worth recommending in The Monuments Men apart from maybe the score and the set design. And a small thing that Alexander Desplat, the composer, who I love, composed the last 2 Harry Potter films. He's composed this, and he has a nice cameo in the film, so look out for that if you go to see it, which I recommend you don't. But maybe catch it on TV if there's nothing else to do 15 years from now. And last week I reviewed The Lego Movie. I thought The Lego Movie was fantastic, as did almost every other human being on Earth. And time now to find out how The Lego Movie did in its second weekend of release. Everything continued to be awesome for Warner Brothers' The Lego Movie, as the Phil Lord and Chris Miller film added an impressive $63.5 million over the 4-day President's Day holiday weekend to remain in first place in its second weekend. The Lego Movie also set a new President's Day weekend record, surpassing 2010 release Valentine's Day, which took $73.1 million. The animated hit, made for $60 million, has now earned $143.8 million domestically and $195 million at the global box office. In second place, About Last Night took in an estimated $28.5 million for its 4-day weekend from 2,253 locations, a per-screen average of 12,650, with a demographic of 37% male and 63% female and 43% under the age of 30. About Last Night received a cinema score of A-, starring Kevin Hart, Michael Ealy, Regina Hall, Christopher McDonald, and Paula Patton. The Steve Pink-directed remake cost only $12.5 million to make. And may I point out that Michael Ealy is superb in Fox's Almost Human. MGM and Columbia Pictures' RoboCop earned an estimated $25.6 million in third place for the 4-day holiday weekend, bringing the 6-day total box office to an estimated $30.5 million. Directed by Jose Padilla, the $100 million film stars Joel Kinnaman, Gary Oldman, Michael Keaton, Samuel L. Jackson, Abby Cornish, Jackie Earle Haley, Michael K. Williams, Jay Baruchel, Jennifer L., and Marianne Jean-Baptiste. It received a B+ cinema score and played to 62% male and 38% female, with 36% under 25 and 64% 25 and over. Internationally, RoboCop has earned just under $70 million to date. Dropping 2 spots to 4th was George Clooney's The Monuments Men, which added $18 million over the 4-day 4 days for a total of $46.2 million after 2 weekends that Columbia Pictures release cost $70 million to make. Universal remake Endless Love, starring Alex Pettifer and Gabriella Wild, debuted in 5th place with $15 million from Friday to Monday. It received an A- cinema score and was made for just $20 million. Ride Along was in 6th place this week. Ice Cube and Kevin Hart star in the comedy, which added another $10.3 million in its 5th weekend, for a total of $117.4 million. Akiva Goldsman's feature directorial debut, A Winter's Tale, known here in Ireland and in Britain as A New York Winter's Tale, obviously to avoid confusion with the Shakespeare play, failed to get much interest from moviegoers as the drama brought in just $8.1 million over the long weekend, starring Colin Farrell, Jessica Brown Findlay, Jennifer Connelly, William Hurt, Eve-Marie Saint, star of the, in my opinion, greatest film ever made, North by Northwest. She is a reason why I will try to catch this film at some point. Russell Crowe is also in the film. Russell Crowe and Jennifer Connelly together in a film. Sounds like Noah. Noah is almost out. Darren Aronofsky's biblical epic, which I am somewhat not at all looking forward to, but anyway. Winter's Tale cost $60 million to make, and it received $8.1 million this weekend. It got a B cinema score and averaged $2,732 per theater. Meanwhile, Frozen reached $957.9 million at the worldwide box office this weekend, making it the 23rd highest-grossing film of all time. It surpassed Shrek 2 to become the 3rd highest animated release of all time. Let us not forget that Shrek 2 was the number one film worldwide of 2004, which is one of the biggest years ever for films. Some amazing, brilliant films came out that year. The Incredibles, A Series of Unfortunate Events, National Treasure, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. 2004, one of my all-time favorite years for film. I will discuss this at a later date. But anyway, so it's one of the highest grossing animated films of all time now, after just Despicable Me 2, I believe, and Toy Story 3, which is in first place. And Toy Story 3, as far as I know, is the only animated film ever to gross over $1 billion. Despicable Me 2 is very close, as is Frozen. So that's all I have time for, or all I have to talk about on this week's BuzzHub's Box Office Buzz. I highly recommend visiting BuzzHub. It's a great website. BUZZHUB.info, newsletter, the Buzz Pigeon, get all the news, reviews, and much, much more. Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. Watch it there. You can check out my other podcast, The Jimmy and Luke Show, which we are heading towards our 100th episode. Episodes 99 and 100 are both going to be released in the next few weeks. We have something very special planned for episode 100. If you're a fan of the X-Men or time travel at all, you will like it very, very much. Speaking of the X-Men, we've got an amazing Movie Taco exclusive in our monthly free online magazine coming up in a few months. The covers came in today. They're absolutely beautiful. And the latest issue will actually be coming out next week with Guardians of the Galaxy on the cover. So be excited for that. Check out BuzzHub for more information. Thank you for listening. I'll be back very soon with more box office and more buzz. See you then. Goodbye.